All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, March 30th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a three-game NBA main slate today. We have MLB all day. We have an early slate, a main slate later in the evening, 14-fight MMA card, NHL all day with a big 10-game NHL main slate later this evening. We have Xfinity, and we have the kickoff of the UFL. So crazy amount of DFS action coming at you guys today. If you're not signed up with SaberSim, I recommend checking out our 5-day free trial. There is a link in the description of this video. No better time to check us out than when a ton of new sports are all going on at once. So check us out, see what we're about, come on this show, get your questions answered. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in the Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And we do the show today on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So that said, I'm going to get the app pulled up here. Not seeing any questions coming in here at the moment. So I thought this would probably be a good opportunity to do a UFL example here. So yesterday, if you guys missed it on Office Hours, we didn't have a ton of questions. I went into how to build MLB lineups. You know, Jordan recently released a video on how he builds his lineups. I talked about building MLB lineups and just thoughts and ideas and things to think about along the way. So if you missed that, check out yesterday's Office Hours if you want more help with MLB related stuff. But I thought today would be a good opportunity to build some UFL lineups. So football is officially back here. I'm going to pull up the slate, and what I'm going to do is just take a quick peek at team totals. You know, nothing too crazy. Nobody with higher than like 26, and the lowest is like 18. So like pretty tight band there. You know, I don't really know anything about the new UFL, so I think this is a good opportunity. It's like, hey, this is your first time playing and you kind of want to get into a new sport. You know, what do you do, right? So I'm going to sort by ownership here and just kind of see what the highest owned plays look like. Mostly position players, some pretty high ownership to the Roughnecks defense here. You know, football at the end of the day is football, right? Whether it's UFL or whether it's NFL, in my opinion, you're going to see, you know, high correlations between the quarterbacks and the wide receivers here. I think one thing that's interesting that you'll see a lot, though, that is different. No, maybe I'm wrong here. Okay, I'm going to take that statement back, save it for another time. But what I'm going to do here, honestly, is just make two small adjustments to projections, come into my settings, and I'm going to switch build mode to sim. It might have been on optimizer if you had loaded the slate before simulations ran. So just make sure to toggle that build mode back over to sim here. And then, you know, max 1 to 10K entries here. Last thing is probably don't want to use the players against opposing defense. I still think that's like a fine correlation type rule here. But other than that, you know, I'm going to kick this off, right? And we're going to see what we get on the other side. I think one thing I did notice here, oh, maybe I was looking at a running back. Correlations are still really high, you know, for the starting quarterbacks. So I think correlations are like similar to what you'll see in football. You probably want to stack. I don't know how many, you know, naked quarterbacks are like, how many of these guys are like running quarterbacks, things like that, right? So I think the sim will give us some information. So maybe approach it with some questions. Are they going to be able to pass a ton and just like get the job done, you know, in a stack? So just kind of be open to, you know, some of those concepts and don't carry maybe everything over. So I'm more interested in like what kind of stack types that we're going to be seeing here. All right. So build is finished here. I'm going to go set up a And then I'm just waiting for the contest sim to finish. I'm going to scroll over here to the right to see my exposure pool and leverage columns. And then I'm going to switch my sorting metric to risk-adjusted ROI. All right. So lineup format's a little different, right? In traditional NFL, you're going to get two running backs, three wide receivers, and a tight end, and a flex. So here there's only one running back, two wide receiver slash tight end slots, and then two flex slots, right? So this is ultimately a seven-player lineup, and I think we're usually used to seeing a nine-player lineup for NFL. So this is a little interesting, right? Definitely less lineup positions on the slate than I had initially thought there would be. So just something to keep in mind there. All right, so I'm going to scroll down to the last lineup in my set of 20 here. Since there are seven lineups, I'm going to start with a mini uniques of three and just see what that does for us here. So when I set mini uniques to three, we go down to lineup 121. I think that's fine. Let's see what four does. Four gets us to 421, so we're still in like the top 10% of this 5,000 build pool here. I think that's fine. Now where I would start... So when I come over here, I'm going to see that, okay, QB plus twos and QB plus threes are making up about 73% of all lineups that were generated. And then QB plus ones are like 10%, QB plus twos, QB plus fours. So correlation still super important here. Probably want to play lineups that are stacked here. So I don't see any lineup in our 20 that is a naked QB stack or anything like that. And if I scroll down here, you know, those hardly came up at all, like 22 lineups total out of correlation is important and stacking is still important in the UFL. So good to know there. All right, jumping over to team stacks, you know, everything looking like pretty close, not like hammering one play, probably because of the mini uniques of four here. And then going over to players last but not least. And just seeing that, you know, where I would probably go is like my leverage column, just sort by leverage descending. And then, you know, this is like kind of interesting to me, right? So the highest owned player on the slate, Cameron Harris, 47% expected ownership. His adjusted ownership is a lot higher. So what that means is what adjusted ownership is doing. It's looking at his ownership, it's looking at his range of outcomes, and then giving the player a score. And typically when the adjusted ownership is higher than the projected ownership, that means that this player is like a little bit risky, right? So when I click on him, you know, his graph is not normally distributed and his mean projection of 16 is not his most likely outcome, right? Like 15% of the time he's scoring less than 10 points. So this is why, you know, the adjusted ownership is higher. I think another thing that really catches my eye here is that his ownership is 47%, but he's only showing up in the pool about 40%. So, you know, I might dial this leverage back a little bit just based on his adjusted ownership, based on his pool percentage. You know, I don't love having him like twice as much as every other player in my player pool here. So I think what I'll probably do is, you know, I can keep the leverage, but I can just lower it, right? So I'm thinking like, this is more just like how I feel more than anything, but I'm going to lower him to like 60% here, which brings him down closer to like this band of leverage, right? So he was at like 32% leverage. All these other players were like 10 to 20%. So I just brought him closer to this band of other players here, which I'm happy with, right? So you can look at it like that. You know, I was looking at like his pool percentage, like 40%. So I was like, okay, maybe I just go like a little bit higher than that. So like go like 60, which is like, you know, a half X increase or however you want to look at it here. So, you know, that's a little bit, you know, you can handle that however you want. I felt like 60 was a good number for me. He's still my highest exposed player, but I just have less leverage on him overall. You know, it is week one. We don't know that much about these teams and how everything's going to play. So probably good to be a little bit more spread out like early in the season here as things kind of dial in. As you see, you know, the reporting seems better than ever this year. So like, that's a really good sign as far as like depth charts and like inactives. So happy to see some of that stuff, but still want to be a little bit careful here leading into the year. So then looking at my lineups again, you know, our last lineup in our set is lineup 970 here with a positive sim ROI of 55%. I think this is fine. You know, I would feel comfortable with these lineups. You know, that's making me nervous. Well, you know, honestly, the best thing that you could do is go in and make that adjustment. And like at the end of the day, you want to be happy with the lineups that you've submitted, regardless of how the slate plays out. Like if these lineups are making you uncomfortable, chances are they're probably too leveraged for you or just like assuming too much risk. So I would go in and make those adjustments to make the set feel more comfortable for you. So like 60% is the right number for me. Maybe 80% is the right number for you. Maybe 100% was the right number for you for Cameron Harris, but 60% is the right number for me in this scenario. So that's what I would do if I was building some UFL lineups for today. But other than that, we don't have any questions here. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Hope you guys like this example. Good luck today playing all of these different DFS sports. I named off six at the beginning of the show. So until Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern, our next show, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.